Every impactful person brings to you themselves, and not needing to prove how impactful I am, how smart I am, and how needed I am. Sister Joan Chittister. If the therapy room is a vessel, it needs a scaffold in order for you to create a healing environment so as to help the person who is in distress. How do you structure a therapeutic session so that it is impactful for your client and not get caught up with trying to be impactful, smart, or needed? I want to help you solve this particular issue, which is how to develop a sense of structure in how you conduct therapy sessions. Here are some common challenges faced by therapists. 1. My client just goes on, and we seem to be going nowhere. 2. I'm often going overtime. 3. There seems to be no clear focus or direction. And 4. I feel like I'm working harder than my client. I've been percolating and shaping the ideas around this one particular course called Structure and Impact for about more than 2 years or so, and after some iterations, I've only recently begun to feel at ease that this is something of true value that I can offer to you. My hope is that this course will be experienced as a gift to you. Over the last few months, the particular work of Charles Eisenstein, you could see his Substack newsletter or his books like Sacred Economics and The More Beautiful World That Our Heart Knows. All the links are there in the description below. His work has deeply inspired me about how I think about money, the economy, and the idea of gifts. So about gifts, I will get into the details of how I'm shaping or reshaping my business model as a private practitioner and as a trainer for the future. But for now, here's what I'd like to do. I would like to offer this particular course to those who are trainees, who are not yet gainfully employed at this stage, a complete free access to this course. I don't want you to be disadvantaged at all. In fact, all the more our profession should be helping you out at this stage of a career. So in short, this course is my gift to you. No strings attached, no gimmick, no catch, no demands are made of you. So feel free. For the rest of you who are practitioners in the field like I am, I understand that money is an exchange of trust. So if you think about it, I'm really asking for quite a lot, especially if you do not know me. I'm asking for trust that this will be of value to you. So if you are a practitioner in this field, as part of this newly minted course, I'm offering this course at a discounted rate of 120 instead of the intended price of 200. So click on the link below to check out more about the details of structure and impact. But in short, the course starts on the 10th of October in this year, 2022. The length of the course is one month with 4 in-depth sections that's delivered to you on a weekly basis. The format is interactive cohort-based, meaning that you'll be going through with the same group of people through that 1 month in a very intensive way. And it is also self-paced, which means that there is no need to log on at a particular time to go through the materials, though this would be given to you, the 4 key sections would be given to you at the start of each week. The access has got no time limit, which means that you have a lifetime access. This is not a subscription-based model. It's once-off. And if there are any updates that come after that, you also have access to that. So for more details, click on the link below to get into the weeds about what entails in this course. Now, I got to say about something about why is structure in therapy important? A well-formed and flexibly structured session is like a scaffold. It allows you to cultivate an impactful experience in the healing endeavor within the therapy hour. The lack of structure can make a session feel like it's going in circles, it's going nowhere. in coaching and supervising therapists from all over, I've spent hundreds of hours listening to practitioners' session recordings. Here are some of the common themes that we end up working on as we challenge our efforts in trying to improve their craft. How to begin in a focused manner. How to go deeper. How not to get lost in the weeds of details. How to develop an effective focus within a session. How to develop a continuing thread from session to session. How do we make room for the unspokens? How do we close in an impactful manner? How do we manage the clock? How do we stay flexible and directional at the same time? Structures are not therapy approaches. Here's a common conflation. We mistake learning to develop a sense of structure in therapy by learning a new therapy approach. Various models of therapy, or as Robert Fancher calls it in his excellent book, Couches of Healing, provides a useful frame to encounter one's inner and outer life. From the perspective of Couches of Healing, we can conceive the therapeutic endeavor as a ritualistic process of healing agreed upon by both parties. Fancher prompts us to examine our thinking about different types of therapy and the scientific quest. And here's Fancher. If schools of mental health care are best understood as couches, we have to think about them differently than we generally do. He goes further. If our thesis is correct, we need to take the stance that the couches of healing offer a variety of visions of how the world works, what life is like, and how persons are supposed to be. We may be very careful about accepting any claims that those notions deserve the authority of scientific validity. We should see them as urging upon all of us culturally created ways of looking at life and its problems. We should see them as players in the moral discourse that constitutes the life and the lives in of our society. End quote. Various schools of therapy offers us cultural metaphors in our thinking and languaging in order to share the human experience. In short, if we learn to see various schools of thought as various cultures of healing, we can stay nimble and flexible and ultimately aim to connect with each individual as best as we can. But then, we still need to learn the direct skills of how to structure a well-formed therapy session. I have not yet come across any training that addresses this directly. If psychotherapy is treated as a ritual aimed for healing, we need to create not a formulaic process, but create a form, a type of scaffold and structure to support what we are trying to do within the therapy hour. You can be well-versed in a particular treatment modality or two, and your session can still be a flatline experience for your client. What we want to create is a session that is full of vitality, that takes them from one place to somewhere that they wouldn't have imagined without the work of therapy. And look at the link below for the newsletter version to see a diagrammatic representation of what a flatline session looked like and two examples of what a dynamic session would look like. The Structure and Impact course is specifically designed to help you shape the arc of a psychotherapy session so that you can make the encounter come alive. I hope you join us.